Bill Burnett was guiding two hunters on a very high-altitude deer hunt. It was raining when the trip began, and as they climbed higher and higher, the weather went from rain to snow and back to rain. They reached their campsite and settled in with bivvies in the pouring rain. All of a sudden, one of the two hunters cried out that he was hypothermic because he was soaked to the bone. We continue.
I gave him the little bit of gear that I had, some extra rain gear, and I had an extra set of long johns, and I had him try to stay dry. He made it for a little while. He was doing fine, and about an hour later, the other guy, who was in his bivvy, crawls out. Same thing. All his gear soaking wet. Bivvy failed, and then it just turned into a bathtub for everything he had, and it sat there sloshing around. So now we got two guys soaking wet, no gear, rain and snow coming down. It's about 3 a.m. in the morning. Sun's not coming up for a few hours, and we can't go anywhere. We're just pinned down. So got off the wet coat, fit two straight guys into one small bivvy, sat there telling stories for another 3.5 hours, and as the sun finally started to come up just a little bit, we were able to get a little fire going from some dry kindling, dry out our base flares, and then start our hike back down to the base camp, which is about 7 miles away. Worked out okay. We packed everything up. There was definitely some hurt egos, but everything was still intact. We made it about 100 yards out of camp, and I glass, and there's two big bucks sitting up on the ridge in the fresh snow. I turned to the hunter behind me, and I said, "That's a deer worth going for." And he looked at me and said, "That's great. You go for him. I'll see you back at camp."
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.